books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. to learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, getting back to the situation in Benghazi, Fox News ran a poll asking the American people, the poll respondents, did they think the White House, President Obama, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were misleading them on Benghazi? And they wound up with about two-thirds of the respondents saying, yes, they are trying to deceive us. Now, we ran our own poll here at whatreallyhappened.com, which came out with 98% saying that, yes, Obama and Clinton lied about Benghazi. Now, the disparity between the polls is easy to understand. Fox News is still being watched primarily by people who are not online, not exposed to the independent media, not able to go out and research their own information. They're still psychologically dependent on Fox News. And even so, they still came out with two-thirds of the respondents saying that, yeah, the administration lied about what happened in Benghazi. We're going to grab a real quick phone call here. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Hey, Michael, listen. I don't know if I expressed this clearly. People might not know why I'm talking about what I've been talking about. But, and I hope you bear with me, Michael, but this rush to sainthood by Pope John Paul II, now to St. John Paul, what the deal is, Michael, is the Roman Catholic hierarchy feels most threatened by critics and investigators within the church, not without the church. They don't feel threatened by the United Nations or anything. They're scared of the people with the devout Catholics within the church. So this rush to sainthood and everything, the purpose of it, Michael, it's unprecedented and everything. If you study it, all the anomalies, it's just unprecedented in church history. But it's to stifle and to quash any investigation or any criticism. In other words, Michael, no practicing Roman Catholic now is going to be able to say, what did Pope John Paul II know? How much did he know? And when did he know it? Now that he's a holy heavenly saint in heaven, it just effectively quashes any dissent or any investigation within the church. That was the purpose of this rush to sainthood. But,
yes,
Michael, if you'll let me finish this concept, I hope people understand that history repeats itself. And you've been talking about this police state and this coming police state where they're arming everybody, even firefighters and everything else now. They're arming anybody that's on the federal payroll. But in World War II, okay, Europe came under fascism, just like we're coming under fascism. Italy with Il Duce and with Hitler, and the Vatican conveniently made concordats with Il Duce and with Hitler, and they had their mole right within Hitler's government.
And Franco in Spain. Franco in Spain. They had a concordat with Franco in Spain.
Franco in Spain. And the point I'm trying to make is I hope patriots in America conceive of what's coming, it's actually a papal police state. Just like in World War II, when there was the police states and the Gestapo and the concentration camps and the internment camps, hey, the Vatican, it was business as usual with the Vatican. They did just fine. And
okay, David, yeah. I need to cut you off here for a little bit. Do you know about the Ustashi? Okay, now the Ustashi were a group within the Catholic Church that helped run some of the worst abusing camps during World War II, and you need to look them up as well. We know that Pope Pius XII was openly supportive of Hitler in Germany. Because Hitler made them a deal saying that Catholicism will be the state language of the new, the state religion of the new Germany. In fact, it was part of the platform of the Nazi Party that Nazism stands for positive Christianity. And that was the deal, to basically bring the Roman Catholics into agreement with the political agenda. Now, that didn't put the popes in control of Germany, okay? Basically what it did, though, was it granted the church an exclusive license within those countries. And I think another reason that they created these two saints here is that it opens up a whole new marketing sector for candles and medals and statues and everything about these new saints to go with the collection, you know, of the other saints. You know, collect all the saints, collect the entire set, and they keep adding more saints in there. Anyway, David, I really did not want to get off onto this topic. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Didn't you call earlier today?
No, this is the first time I've called in.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm hallucinating again.
Just want to confirm what you were saying about the Fox News poll on Benghazi. Because if I heard you right, 75% is not two-thirds, it's three-quarters.
Well, earlier today they were saying it was something like 65, 67. So I guess if the numbers have gone up, then more and more people have gotten onto that poll. And that is amazing for the Fox audience itself to be 75% thinking that they were lied to about Benghazi. This has to be ringing panic, you know, bells and alarm bells all over Washington, D.C. Maybe now, all these years after the fact, they're finally beginning to realize they can't lie to the American people and get away with it anymore, no matter how much control they have over the independent media. And this could be the beginning of that watershed moment where the corporate media begins to fall apart and the independent media takes its rightful place as the new mainstream. And we know CNN's viewership is way down. We're at the point right now where the numbers of the independent media are actually starting to match those of the corporate media. We don't have their money. We don't have their advertising revenues. We don't have their sponsorship from large corporations. But we do have the audience because the American people are sick and tired of being lied to. They want to find the truth, and they're going to go to where they can get that truth. And all the, you know, the cute little talking bimbos in tightly fitting clothes and the very expensively produced sets aren't going to draw the audience back in again. And I actually got emails chastising me for just having a banner on the back wall and not having a nice little set. I don't have the money for a nice set. And I don't need one because people are coming to this radio show and my website because they want to find the information they need to make good choices about what's going on in the country. And that is exactly the model we're going to continue to follow. Anything else, John?
Yeah, well, it's the message that counts, Michael, not the periphery goodies. But, I'm looking at this situation in Nigeria, this Boko Haram. It seems that this U.S. administration, the Obama administration, everything they put their hands to turns in, you know, they've got the Midas touch, but it's Midas touch in reverse. Everything they do seems to fall apart after just a few hours or a few days.
Well, that's exactly the new reality that they're going to have to come to grips with. Because of the independent media, the lifespan of a U.S. government lie can be clocked with an egg timer these days. And yet, they don't know any other way to operate, so they're out there already thinking, what's the next lie we can do? Now they want to go into South Sudan, or they're planning the next big false flag, because that's the only way they know how to do what they do. They have forgotten how to actually run a republic that is responsive to the people and concerned primarily with the common economic good. They've forgotten. They got lazy, and they just want to go on doing what they've been doing because it works for them and their buddies. But they've got to be confronting the reality that they have lost the trust and faith of the American people, and they're not going to get it back at all easily. Which is why I think they're probably still considering a big bang false flag with a mushroom cloud or a hideous lethal biological weapon or something to so scare the American people they won't even take the chance that the government is wrong. So, but it is. It's the beginning of the end. This government really is not able to function much longer. The American people and the people of the world are waking up to what's been going on. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. John, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Pike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Pike and Billy open your eyes. Judith, Pike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I guess the disinformation people in Washington, D.C. really are in a panic right now. And they're just trying to throw stuff out there that, you know, to try and kookify the internet and the independent media. I got email about HARP. I'm getting tons of stuff about chemtrails. They're trying to froth up that whole Obama birth certificate thing all over again. They're really clearly scared that the American people are waking up to what's really been going on in this country and how this oligarchy that we have in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. have perverted what used to be a very wonderful system of government and hijacked it for their own personal profit and aggrandizement. All righty. Now, do you remember about a year ago the IRS scandal broke, where the IRS was targeting and harassing conservative groups, Tea Party, dissidents, and so forth? And the Obama administration said, well, we only just found out about it, you know, online the same time that you did. And, well, it was just a few rogue employees down there at the IRS office in Cincinnati. Well, I realize this is going to come as a horrendous shock to all of you, but the Obama administration was lying, because Judicial Watch has acquired more emails showing that the Internal Revenue Service headquarters in Washington, D.C. were in control of all of this targeting. It went right to the top, and the Obama administration lied to you all when it tried to pin the scandal on that small local office in Cincinnati. And now you know why Lois Lerner is invoking the Fifth Amendment. Remember, it was use of the IRS against his enemies was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Milhouse Nixon. And it should be an article of impeachment against Obama. And I'm not eager to see him removed from office, because that's going to put Biden in the driver's seat, which is not an improvement. But this is supposed to be a nation of laws that apply to all people equally, not just a bunch of laws for us serfs and slaves and the federal government and its people can just do whatever they want to do. That's not what the United States is supposed to be. Now, starting tomorrow, there is a planned demonstration in Washington, D.C. It's called Operation American Spring. And I must admit, I have mixed feelings about this. Supposedly, this is going to be a huge crowd of Americans with a peaceful march through Washington, D.C., calling for the resignations of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Boehner, Holder, and a bunch of others. And I want this thing to be peaceful. But if you are involved in this Operation American Spring, first of all, send me pictures. I can't get there. I don't have the budget to fly to Washington, D.C., or I would be there with camera in hand. But be on the lookout for agent provocateurs, because right now we know the federal government would welcome or create any excuse to ban protests inside Washington, D.C., because they don't want to look at you or hear you or smell you. And certainly, if this thing got violent, it would justify more draconian police crackdowns on ordinary American citizens. They're still looking for some excuse to suspend the Second Amendment. And I will guarantee you right now that while the vast majority of people involved in this Operation American Spring are planning on a peaceful demonstration, there will be agent provocateurs. It's an absolute guarantee. Remember how they got Kent State going? Undercover FBI informant fired a starter pistol in the air, and the National Guard opened fire on the peaceful protesters. This is how the U.S. government likes to operate. I think they were trying to do it twice before last year. First with Adam Kokesh's aborted armed march into Washington, D.C., which was tailor-made to force an armed confrontation between the Washington, D.C. police, the military, and the protesters. That fizzled, and I'm glad it did. And then there was the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin killing. And the whole week before the verdict came down, we were just constantly being bombarded by the American corporate media, there will be race riots, there will be race riots, there will be race riots, and George Zimmerman was acquitted. There were no race riots because black Americans understood they were being set up and used. There was a couple of staged incidents in front of the media cameras. Remember that photo of the guy throwing a trash can through a window in Los Angeles? And it turned out he had to bring the trash can with him because the trash cans actually there in the streets are bolted to the sidewalk. And you can see it in the picture. Brand new, clean, just from the hardware store trash can. Had never seen trash in its life. And he just happened to be throwing it through a window as the media cameras took their picture, trying to create this, you know, nationwide race riots that could lead to a national emergency and martial law. So I'm all in favor of letting the U.S. government, and more to the point, the rest of the world understand how fed up with this all we, the American people, are. But I guarantee you, there will be paid troublemakers in that crowd. Keep an eye out for them, isolate them, report them to the police. Of course, the police will probably just walk up, shake their hands, and say, nice try, and they'll all go off to lunch together. We're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, howdy from Texas.
Howdy. Howdy, y'all.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I have to warn people about the Operation American Spring. Lieutenant Colonel Riley has found out his background. He is former NSA. General Valiliam, General McKerney, can't pronounce his name. They are Israeli operatives. They've been caught with their pictures, with their armor on the Free Syrian Army. So I would really, I think this is a controlled opposition march, but for those who participate, I say don't use your iPhones as cameras. Bring portable digital cameras that have recorded video, because they can disable those applications.
That's a very good point that you make there. If you're going to be taking pictures and videos, take one of those old pocket digital cameras that don't have Wi-Fi or cell phone or internet connection, because those cannot be disabled remotely by the U.S. government.
And I mean, but like I say, Mike, I would, if you could try to get an interview with with another host, Resurrect Republic. He's very knowledgeable of this American Spring and what's behind it.
Okay, I will definitely try and get that on for the program tomorrow. We know this government plays dirty. That's how they maintain power over you, by playing dirty. And this could very well be another setup. So if you are part of this American Spring, stay calm, peaceful, take lots of pictures and video. And if anybody's there is trying to incite violence, you isolate them. You stand in a circle around them and say, you're an agent provocateur. You're working for the police. You're working for the FBI. Get out of here. And do it in front of the media cameras. Do it in front of the police so that they know the fraud has been found.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Well, I want to tell you, we have a little small victory in my little neighborhood.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Big Six Drilling Company is going to set up an oil rig and frack and start fracking in our neighborhood, and the whole neighborhood rose up and said, you're not going to be contaminating our well water. And they had to dismantle the well.
Very good. Very good. Congratulations. People need to be doing that. You know, these fracking companies are getting away with doing what they're doing because they have the blessing and permission of the civil government, and they just sort of assume that the American people will go along with whatever their government says is good for them. But again, that too is no longer the reality on the ground. We understand the government is selling out public health for a fast buck, whether it's the oil company, the pharmaceutical companies, the GMO companies. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. George, we're coming up on a commercial break. I need to let you go here. Little bit of news. The London Silver Fix, emphasis on the word fix, officially ends. It's been hit with so many scandals about price rigging, they just decided to shut it down and let market forces take over the price of silver. The gold fix is probably going to follow soon behind. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're coming to the end of the, today's program. As you're probably already aware, this would not be a good day to go out and get a burger at your local fast food place because today is the global strike for fast food workers. And 80 cities here in the United States and around the globe demonstrating for demands for increased wages and better treatment from restaurants, primarily concerned with McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and others that ramp up their insane profits on the back of their low-paid labor force. And there's a fundamental reality of economics here that people need to keep in mind before they start saying, oh, those workers, they shouldn't. Our entire economic system is a pyramid. And for the pyramid to go on working, there must be a means for money to flow to the bottom of the pyramid so it can then percolate upward to support that pyramid structure. When you have a political and financial system that is totally obsessed with sucking out money at the top and nobody cares about what's going in at the bottom, that is a system that edges closer and closer to collapse every single day. And we're there. Maybe Washington, D.C. and Wall Street already know that it's about to come down, and they're just out there grabbing all the silverware and heading for the door as fast as they can. Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot that nation. And it does seem like we're in that phase right now here. Filings are showing that the premiums for the Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies are rising faster than the rate of inflation. The prices are going up now that it's all mandatory. And remember when this whole issue was coming down, I tried to remind everybody of what happened when auto insurance was made mandatory. Prices went up, benefits, service, and quality went down, and the insurance companies made a fortune. And the same thing is being repeated again. Meanwhile, up in Michigan, cautionary tale for our tax-happy government, the Michigan state government is now anticipating that their tax revenues for this year are going to be about $1 billion less than they were forecasting. So all of a sudden, there's a new round of budget slashing, budget tightening all over the place. And you know why Michigan is looking at that unexpected shortfall? Because they did their economic forecasts based on the official U.S. government unemployment rate. And we know it's a lie. And joblessness is much, much higher. And that means tax revenues are that much lower. And every government at the state and local level that is basing their economic forecasts based on the official U.S. government unemployment numbers are going to be coming up short. Every one of them. And they probably know the number's a lie, but politicians, we have to believe the official U.S. government's number. And now Michigan is finding out the hard way how foolish that really was. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about how all these private central banks and financial centers are now linked together through globalism, and they are now very exposed to coming down all together at the same time. There is a new estimate for the total derivatives exposure for the top five banks in the United States of America, and that number is $290 trillion. Now, remember what derivatives are. These are financial instruments whose payoff is based on other financial instruments. The primary abuser is the credit default swap. When I invest money in a business, I buy a credit default swap. If the business I invested in goes out of business and I lose my investment, the credit default swap will pay me back at least part of what I invested in order to mitigate the loss. It's like an insurance policy, but there's some key differences. In a regular insurance policy, I can insure my own home against fire, but I can't insure my neighbor's home. You have to own the asset being insured. And the insurance companies are required to keep cash reserves on hand to basically pay a reasonably expected number of claims that are coming on in. Derivatives have no such restrictions. I can not only buy a credit default swap on my own investment, I can buy credit default swaps on other people's investments that I have absolutely nothing to do with. And these banks that are selling these derivatives don't have to keep cash assets on hand to pay the losses. That's what happened to AIG when the mortgage-backed security fraud exploded in 2008. Everybody had those credit default swaps, and AIG couldn't pay them, and they collapsed. So now we're looking at the top five U.S. banks have sold $290 trillion worth of these derivatives. When the economy unwraps, that money will come due. There's going to be a lot of people banging on the doors of those banks saying, I bought a credit default swap from you. You got to pay me my money. What are these top banks going to do? They're going to turn around to the U.S. government and say, we need another bailout. We meant well. We really tried. And the U.S. government will say, there, bankers, of course, we'll go to the American people and take the money from them to give to you, because that's always worked before. The problem is, of course, we, the American people, don't even begin to have anywhere near $290 trillion. So what they'll do is go back over to the Federal Reserve. They'll hitch up a V12 turbocharged racing motor to those printing presses, and they'll start cranking out ink and paper to total $290 trillion. It'll look good. It'll look like the banks paid off the derivatives, but in the process, they will destroy the U.S. dollar. They've really gotten themselves into a corner, and there's really no way out. And it is inevitable. When you have a private central bank issuing the public currencies alone at interest, it has to crash eventually. And we're there. And looking at some of the frauds and draconian measures they're going through, trying to keep this ticking along a little bit longer. including confiscation of savings accounts, negative interest rates, all kinds of stuff. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike.
You're
just
on the air.
Just concerning this American Spring thing that's going on, I would add another step to it. I appreciate the sentiment of those that are going to show up in Washington. Unfortunately, I cannot. But I think during this time that they are up there, if they gain a little bit of momentum, it's up to us that aren't there to kind of support those same ideals individually here on the ground where you are, face-to-face with people. And, you know,
I think there should be demonstrations in every city in the United States of America and not just Washington, D.C. In fact, I'm a little surprised I haven't seen more calls for that, for parallel demonstrations in Chicago and Seattle and Los Angeles and Honolulu. And I think it should be there. Just make a sign, get out on a street corner. I support the American Spring.
Yeah, I would just say that as an individual, you know, what you can do during this time period, we understand it's probably not going to get a great amount of positive press. But if you're out there pressing yourself, and if you're out there influencing others and trying to turn the lights on in some, I mean, it can mean something, because that's another, let's say 1 million people show up at the American Spring, or let's say 800,000, whatever the number is. We can multiply that number if individually we decide that here is where we're going to take our stand. And here,
well,
as individuals,
certainly,
we're going to reach
out. As long as the march in Washington, D.C. is peaceful, they're going to get a lot of coverage here in the independent media. We're going to be devoting a lot of bandwidth to covering that peaceful march, or alternatively covering the evidence of a false flag and agent provocateurs if it should unfortunately turn violent. Michael, got to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break, and I got a bunch of stuff I need to get to before the end of the show today. Over in Kashmir, it is snowing. Temperature last night, 4.2 degrees below zero. They're expecting more snow coming in through Afghanistan and Pakistan on May 17th. Isn't the popular image of these areas as hot, arid, desert, dry? They got snow over there. Remember last autumn, they had snow on the pyramids in Cairo, the first time in 150 years, and still the propaganda ministry is out there pushing human cause, global warming. Story over in U.S. News and World Report here, from airports to interstates, global warming threatens the coasts. They're still back to that sea level will rise, the polar bears will drown, you're all going to die unless you pay a carbon tax. It's a full court propaganda press. They apparently still think that if they just scream it at you often enough and loud enough that you will forget all about the snow and ice that you had to deal with this last winter, snap the government a salute and say, oh yes, the world is getting warmer and I must pay a carbon tax. It's not going to work. Now, there's an interesting story. A gentleman named Lennart Bengtsson used to be the head of one of the organizations promoting global warming, changed and went over to a group that's questioning the science of global warming, and was immediately subjected to a blacklisting witch hunt campaign by his former colleagues. That's not science. That's politics. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, and they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you're probably aware, we're seeing more cases surface of this Middle East respiratory syndrome. It's a coronavirus. One in Indiana, a few of them down in Florida, 5-day incubation period. The CDC issued an alert to some 22 U.S. airports to put up warning signs about how to avoid contact and spread, and the entire list was not published, probably to prevent a public panic, but it is coming out. Some of the airports involved, and that includes Los Angeles International, Las Vegas, San Diego. We know that Boston Airport Logan was involved, the airport in Chicago, and it's a serious situation because there is no cure for this illness, and it does have a high fatality rate. Now, it is not airborne. You have to pass it from person to person by direct physical contact. And so they're putting up little signs all over saying, please be careful who you touch, be careful, you know, what you touch in those public restrooms and the rest of it. But it is a problem, and people need to be aware. And I would not at all be surprised to see if the Honolulu airport got a similar warning. I'm going to try and find out after the show today. All righty. Very interesting article over here, 21st Century Wire. The headline is "The World's Most Dangerous Drug Dealers," and they're not talking about the heroin and cocaine and pill dealers coming out of Colombia, Mexico, or Afghanistan. They're talking about the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the cartel of these international corporations based in the United States, Great Britain, Germany, and Switzerland, because they're putting out these very dangerous medications, and they're corrupting the local governments and safety standards. Another story at RIMF.com pointing out how Pfizer are basically chucking their U.S. citizenship to evade U.S. taxes, even though they sell huge amounts of their products here in the United States of America. It's all about the money. Now, on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com, we posted a link to a movie called Seeds of Death. This is a full-length documentary on the dangers of genetically modified organisms. And it goes into detail the mechanisms by which GMO can harm you, even if the food itself has been cooked to the point where the DNA itself is destroyed. Because the real problem, the damage is being caused by what's called protein expression. These altered genes are producing malformed proteins which do survive the cooking. You eat them, your body sort of thinks it recognizes them, but not, and they don't really fit into where they're supposed to go because they've never existed in nature before. And they're going on and on about all these various studies that show harm from GMO. There's the French rat study that we've heard so much about. Before that, there was another study involving rats and potatoes that came to the same exact results. And it's all about the money and Monsanto's incredible wealth and political pull to try and keep you from understanding what's going on. Now, over in Russia, where they ban GMOs, the Russian members of parliament are saying the producers of genetically modified organisms should be punished as terrorists because of the harm their products are inflicting on people, livestock, and the environment. Now, over in Germany, there's a new scandal brewing there where a German farmer has gone public about tactics employed by GMO companies to silence him. He was given an interview on Russia Today on the program Op Edge, and this German dairy farmer, Gottfried Glockner, was talking about they attempted to blackmail him, character assassination and smearing. We're seeing a lot of that, both in GMOs and global warming. And they tried to wrongfully imprison him when he refused to back off charges that the Anglo-Swiss GMO company Syngenta had provided him with highly toxic GMO corn seeds that ruined his prized dairy herd and his land. And he was in jail for 2 years, and now that he's out, he's going around doing public speaking about the kind of tactics the GMO promoters are using to basically silence the justifiable criticism of their products. Now, remember a while back where the manufacturers of high fructose corn syrup wanted to rebrand, and they wanted to call it simply corn sugar. So when people saw that on the label, they didn't realize it was high fructose corn syrup. There's a lot of rebranding going on. People don't want to have monosodium glutamate, so it's rebranded. It says hydrolyzed soy protein, various other euphemistic names where they hope you don't understand what you're actually getting. We had another story where aspartame wanted to rebrand as AminoSweet to basically get around people who were very concerned about the toxic effects of aspartame. They're going to go on selling it to you. They just don't want you to know about it here. And now apparently the GMO people want to rebrand GMO. That's no longer operative. We're simply going to call it synthetic biology. So they keep changing the names in the hope that you will not be able to keep up with what they're doing. But, of course, in the age of the Internet, we definitely do. Now, I want to revise, repeat something that I mentioned many, many years ago when GMO was first coming out. And it has to do with a condition called Morgellons disease. This was an illness that afflicted a lot of people. They got these lesions and sores out of which these fibers would be producing, and the Orthodox medical establishment said, oh, it's all in your mind, you're just imagining it, you're scratching yourself, that's producing the lesions, there's absolutely no reason to think this is a real condition, just go home and shut up. And then apparently there is more and more evidence linking this Mort Gallant's condition to GMO. And apparently there was an article by Whitley Strieber. It was published on October 12, 2007, under the title Skin Disease May Be Linked to GM Food, which found that the fibers growing out of the skin of Mort Gallant sufferers contain a chemical that is used commercially to produce genetically modified plants. And so it may be that Mort Gallant's is the first of these horrible genetic accidents caused by these products. And back when Mort Gallant's was first becoming known, and a lot of people still trusted the government, and they went along, they're just making it up. No, they're not. It's a real condition. A lot of people are suffering from it. They may have had their DNA altered by these GMO products, and the mechanism by which that can actually happen is in that film, Seeds of Death. Okay. So, let's see. Moving right along here. We're almost to the top of the show here. More police abuse out there. Apparently, Indiana police tasered a 10-year-old boy at a daycare center. Just felt like watching him dance here. There's another very alarming story about the Killeen Police Department having an incident where they did a no-knock warrant at 5:30 in the morning against a house to serve a warrant for a drug search. And the police, instead of coming in through the front door, were trying to break in through a back window. The guy inside the house thought he was being burglarized and opened fire. One of the police officers was killed. Others were injured. Now this guy, of course, is being charged with the murder of a police officer. But that's actually going to be a tough sell, because the prosecutor is going to have to prove that this homeowner knew that these were police officers coming in through his back window in the dead of night. That's a tall order. And this homeowner has every right to defend his home against what he thought was a burglary. And it might be time for all these no-knock warrants to maybe go away, because they weren't dealing with a known dangerous felon. It was a drug search raid. And they've got all their new hip little SWAT toys and their guns and their Kevlar vests, and they want to act like the TV movie cops instead of coming up on the door, knocking on the door, saying, "We have a search warrant, stand aside, we're going to take a look." I'm sorry, I think these cops did it to themselves, and they're going to scapegoat this guy for daring to fight back. Meanwhile, apparently down in Michigan, the cops raided the wrong house with a SWAT team, terrorized the family, and they're trying to make good with it. They came back and they gave the kids toys. "We're sorry we kicked in the door and traumatized you here. Have a doll." I don't think that's going to work very, very well. All right, the FCC is moving forward with their new net neutrality rules. Apparently, the strong, huge public outcry to preserve net neutrality is falling on deaf ears, or to be more accurate, deaf email boxes. All righty, it is time for us to say good day here. We got to head on out. I got some errands I got to do. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire will be with us. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, get angry, make good choices. Please share what you know with who you know. Please go over to the Republic Trading Group. If you're going to buy physical silver and gold, those are the people to go to. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.